Maybe I should take the test next week.
Relax, Jackie. You only missed one. Now you got this trucking license nailed. Okay, next question. What is the importance of proper weight distribution?
To avoid being top heavy.
You don't have to worry about that, Aunt Jackie.
God, I hate Kathy Bowman.
And today's reason is?
Well, she spends about $1 billion on all this furniture that looks like it belongs in Italy, you know. And now, here she's giving it away to charity. This couch don't even have any butt dents in it.
How can you take a nice, charitable thing and turn it into a mean, vindictive thing?
Hey, that's what makes me, me. Now, look at this coffee table. She's just giving that away to show off. Oh.
Becky, quiz me.
Okay. Gross vehicle weight.
Total weight of single vehicle plus its load.
Okay, that's it. That is way too good for the needy. I'll be back.
Ready? Okay. What is the proper procedure to follow if your vehicle is leaking toxic fluids in a residential neighborhood?
Okay, that's got something to do with those orange cones they give you, right? No. Okay, forget that. They're never going to ask that on the test anyways.
Anybody bring the paper in? No, of course not.
Becky, I'm really sorry.
About what?
I didn't mean it.
What did you do, you little freak?
I was up in your room. It was an accident.
Oh, I'm going to kill you, DJ.
DJ, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Really?
Just driving her crazy.
Excellent work, son.
Thanks, Dad.
So damn proud I could burst.
Stay.
God, is that tacky?
I know it. Hey, do you believe Kathy Bowman? She's giving this away to the Good Samaritans. You know, these things go for $200 at Rodbell's. I just go up to the driver Samaritan, I give him $20, and it's ours. Plus, the money is going to charity. What do you think, Dan?
Is it snowing outside? Because this must be Christmas.
I knew you'd love it.
It's art.
Oh, it ain't just art. It's got a big hole in the back where you can stick stuff in.
You done good, honey. This is a great piece of crap.
I'll tell you what, this piece of crap totally outcraps all our other crap. So, okay, what we do, we follow these Good Samaritan trucks around, you know, and we buy stuff off the guy really cheap. And then we take it over to a swap meet and sell it for, like, an embarrassing amount of money.
What about the Good Samaritans, Roseanne? Isn't that going to cut into their business?
Forget about them. We're squeezing them out.
Roseanne, what are you doing?
Well, I'm changing the cherry on the fruit cups, Leon. It is Wednesday, isn't it?
All day.
I thought so.
How old are these?
I don't know. They've been here since I got hired.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Steven.
Hi.
You ready, Leon?
Yes. In fact, we should get a move on. We got a lot of packing to do.
That's wonderful.
What, you guys going on a trip or something?
Well, Steven is.
Well, Steven is because Steven always magically disappears whenever Leon's mother comes to town.
Well, we settled this.
Well, you're not the one being kicked out of your home, are you, Leon?
What are you kicking him out for? Don't your mom know you're gay?
Roseanne.
Yes, my mother knows I'm gay, but that doesn't mean that she's going to be comfortable staying in the same house with me and my lover.
Why not?
Roseanne.
It's his mom. She loves him. Jeez, I mean, how do they know how she's going to react unless they give her a chance?
Thank you, Roseanne. That's exactly what I've been saying for the last 3 years.
Yes, thank you, Roseanne. And if you don't mind, butt out.
No. I'd like to hear what she has to say. Please, Roseanne.
Don't look at me. I want to hear what you have to say, too.
Well, of course, I totally agree with my boss's position here and everything. But I kind of understand where Steven's coming from, too, because, you know, he just wants to be acknowledged, you know, and he's like your wife, you know, or your husband. I mean, I don't really know how you guys work this out or nothing. Like, for instance, I don't know which one of you does the cleaning, which one of you watches Monday Night Football.
Well, that clearly was a waste of time.
Don't you think that I should have the opportunity to get to know his mother?
What are you asking her for?
Because she understands, Leon. Everybody understands but you.
No, she is not everybody. She is nobody. Stephen, my mother is a 70-year-old woman. She was uncomfortable with Mary Martin as Peter Pan. This is going to be very, very awkward for her.
It's going to be awkward for you, Leon.
Can we talk about this at home?
Tell me something. Are you embarrassed about who you are?
No.
Then is it about who I am?
No.
Then stop trying to hide me. Let me stay in my own home when your mother visits. This is important to me, Leon. Leon. Please.
All right. No packing. You can stay.
Thanks.
Attaboy, Leon.
Roseanne, did it ever occur to you for just even one moment to stay out of this?
Yeah, but by then, it was way too late.
Oh, you guys, my own fuzzy dice.
Smell them. They smell.
There were $2 more, but when your sister-in-law gets your trucker's license, you pull out all the stops.
So you aced the driving part, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You'd be surprised how courteous people are when they see an 18-wheeler with student driver written on it.
So what comes next?
Well, I start out short-hauling and then ease into the 4 or 5-night interstate hauls.
5 nights? Wow, what do? Stay at motels and stuff?
No, the cab's got a sleeping compartment.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a shower, does it?
Well, that's why she needs the dye scented.
Mrs. Bowman's coming, and she looks mad.
Oh, geez, that's my fault. My rig's kind of blocking her driveway, so I better get it back to the lot before it closes. Anybody want to ride in the truck?
Yeah, sure.
Darlene?
I don't think so.
Oh, go on, Darlene. Get out of the house. It'll be fine. You can roll down the window and spit into convertibles.
All right.
Okay, that's Kathy, okay? Now, I don't want her to think that you was out there picking through her trash. So here's the deal. Here's the story, okay? We paid full price for that dog at Rodbell's. $400.
I thought that went for $200.
Yeah, well, we overpaid, you know, on account of we're making a fortune at the shop.
Got it, lovey, but do be quick. We dine with a snothead today.
Hi, yeah, Jackie just went out
Roseanne?
To remember.
My house was robbed.
Whoa.
We were away for the weekend, and two guys dressed like Good Samaritans just backed a van up to the house and cleaned us out. In broad daylight.
Oh, that is unbelievable. You better sit down.
Mr. Henderson said he saw the entire thing from across the street and didn't do a thing. What kind of a neighbor is that?
It's a bad, bad neighbor.
I feel so violated.
Oh, sure you do.
They took things that I've been collecting for years.
Oh, man. They took that stuff? That's really, really bad. Hey, if you're going to be mad at anybody, be mad at them.
Police will be coming by to take statements, but I don't suppose you saw anything, did you?
No. Well, yeah.
What?
Well, like, they seemed really nice. Like, they called me ma'am and everything, you know?
Wait. You spoke to the criminals?
Well, haggled is more like it.
Oh, my God, that's my umbrella stand.
Umbrellas, of course.
You bought this from the robbers? How could you do that? Didn't you look in the truck, Roseanne? There was a big screen TV in the truck. Do you really think we would have given away a brand new 45-inch television to charity?
Well, you know, it would have been a nice gesture.
I don't believe you, Roseanne!
Just calm down here.
Hey, you know, I'm really sorry about it. I didn't know your house was getting robbed or nothing. I mean, I thought I was doing a good thing. I thought I was doing something for charity.
A good thing. It was a stupid thing, Roseanne. It was the stupidest thing anybody has ever done, and you are the stupidest woman on the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah? I paid $20 for that piece of crap, and you paid $200. That's stupid.
Yeah, I was starting to worry about you guys. You've been gone a long time.
Hey, Al, you should have worried. Jackie almost killed us. Oh, she was just showing us how well the rig cornered. She missed the bus stop by almost a foot.
Everybody there dove under the bench.
They were old. They panicked. It was so cool.
Well, I'm glad you had fun, Darlene.
Well, what about me?
Why, it doesn't sound like you had any fun at all, Becky. Hey, Jer.
Hey, Dan. Roseanne here?
No, she's over to Frank Crystal's.
Wonder if we could talk.
Sure. You want a beer?
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, I'm real sorry about what happened to you guys.
Well, you know, the insurance should cover everything, so...
that's good. Yeah.
Thanks. Dan, Kathy wants to put up an electric fence.
Electric fence won't do you no good, Jerry. They're not going to rob you again.
Well, it's not for burglars. It's for Roseanne.
Electricity won't stop her, Jer. I've tried. Not much of a swimmer, though. You might want to build a moat.
I got to do something because she wants to move back to Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Anything I can do?
Could you get Roseanne to apologize?
When you do move, can I have your satellite dish?
What are we going to do, Dan? Our wives just... they just hate each other.
Well, I think it's good for him, Jer. See, Roseanne gets so worked up over Kathy, she gets all flushed, her heart races, works up a sweat. It's kind of an aerobic thing, Jer. Just look at how much weight she's lost since you guys moved in.
I can't leave without something, Dan. I mean, she's making my life miserable.
Well, here. Take the pooch, Jer.
Go.
Roseanne was going to return it anyway, but this way you get it back in one piece.
Great. Thanks. But Kathy sort of had this idea that we should start a neighborhood watch.
Well, I thought that's what happened, Jerry. You got robbed in the neighborhood watch.
Morning.
Hey, Leon. So?
What?
So, you know, fill me in. How's your mom handling everything?
Fine. Plane was a little late, but everything else was fine. Thank you.
We better stay out of his way.
Well, that won't be no fun.
Roseanne, remember what happened yesterday? Now we need to just mind our own business.
Bonnie, if I wanted to mind my own business, I wouldn't have came in early.
What?
Well, maybe you want to talk about it. Only got a minute. Go.
Roseanne?
Well, there you are, taking a little coffee break. I thought you were going back to work.
No, I am working. I'm talking to Roseanne, and believe me, that's work.
Ran away, left me alone with... Mother.
Don't you call her that.
I will never be good enough for that woman. All she does is pick, pick, pick.
Hey, you wanted a mother-in-law, buddy boy. Now you got one. Where is she now?
In housewares.
Oh, you just left her there? I don't believe this.
You know what she's doing? She's buying us a waffle iron.
Oh, my. Let's have her arrested.
We don't eat waffles, Leon.
That's because you don't make them.
I don't see you lifting a finger in the kitchen.
Excuse me. I work all day.
Oh, and I don't.
Oh, yeah, your little bookstore.
I happen to own that bookstore, Leon.
Yes, I know. Wisely located right next door to the public library.
I told you never to bring that up.
Oh, I'm allowed. Because if I hadn't sunk my life savings into your little brainchild, I wouldn't be working in this dump. Hello.
I hate you, Leon.
I hate you more.
Well, I'll just be up in housewares.
I would so. I would absolutely tell Mom if I was gay.
Oh, sure, you couldn't tell her you were going to be a cop. How could you tell her you're gay?
Easy. It'd kill her.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, what if, say, DJ was gay? I mean, would you want him to tell you?
Well, of course I would, Jackie. I don't want him keeping no secrets from me.
You wouldn't mind?
No, the only thing I've ever wanted for my kids is that they're happy and that they're out of the house. And I'll tell you what, happy ain't even that important.
How about you, Dan? How would you feel if DJ was gay?
Not gonna happen.
Well, I know, I'm just saying.
Not gonna happen.
Ooh, you winged him.
I got it!
What's Dan's problem?
Oh, you know, DJ's his only son, and he's got that thing where he wants DJ to carry on the Connor name, you know. I told him Becky would probably have a couple of kids before she was married, and they'd be Connors. But that don't comfort me.
Mom!
What?
Oh. Roseanne, this is Officer Robbins. He's here to take your statement. Just tell him the truth. I'm sure he'll go easy on you.
Hiya, Gil. How you doing?
Hey, Rosie.
You know each other?
Oh, yeah, we went to high school together.
I don't believe this, Tom.
This is a real pill you got living next door to you, Roseanne.
Yeah, tell me about it, man.
Okay, Rosie. Mrs. Bowman says that you saw one of the robbers.
Uh-huh.
Could you give us a description?
Yeah, well, do you remember what Jimmy Mullins looked like in high school? Because he kind of looked like that.
Oh, but you don't think it was Jimmy now, do you?
Oh, no. This guy's nose was, like, way more scoopier, you know, kind of like Bob Hope's nose. You know?
But definitely not Jimmy.
Oh, no, not Jimmy.
Good.
Good? Well, what do we have here? So far, we've eliminated Jimmy Mullins and Bob Hope.
Well, I didn't see the driver. That could have been Bob Hope. Hey, you want a beer, Gil?
Sure. Yeah.
Aren't you on duty?
Never mind, Rosie.
Please, just get on with this.
Okay, Rosie. You got a description of the vehicle?
Well, just that it was a blue truck with one of these...
Jackie! Oh!
Gil! How you been?
Oh,
I miss you guys, too. What's been going on?
Nothing. Just real quiet.
Let me tell you what I did. I've been looking around. Excuse
me. Could we please focus on the fact that my house has been robbed?
God, you're so rude.
What do I have to do to get a little justice around here?
Well, Mrs. Bowman, we're doing everything we can. Now, we put an APB out on the truck, and we're going to be checking out all those pawn shops to see if any of your stuff turns up there.
That's it?
Well, there's not much else we can do. I would suggest that you get a security system or a dog and maybe talk to your neighbors once in a while, let them know when you're out of town.
Hey, Gil!
Danny!
Hey.
Oh! Robert? May I?
Oh, God. Gil, listen, I got my trucking license today.
You kidding?
Yeah, so I figured you and I can talk on the CB, and you can tell me where all the radar traps are.
Cool.
I'm in hell.
Nah, you're just in Lanford. Same zip code, though. You want a beer?
No, I don't. What I want is not to live here anymore.
You know, Kathy, I just want you to know I sure am sorry about what happened and everything. You know, Lanford's not a bad town. You just gotta go with it more, you know, fit in.
And what does that mean, Roseanne? Am I supposed to wander around town in a tacky house coat and flip-flops with my hair in curlers?
Now you're getting it! Yeah, absolutely. And then I'll throw us one of these here Tupperware parties, you know, and then I could introduce you to the others.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we all used to be like you, Kathy. Angry, bitter, annoying, but now we're the Lanford wives.
Goodbye, Roseanne.
Oh, it's useless to try to resist us, Kathy. We already have Jerry. Jerry's one of us. Jerry joined the lodge.
You're a sick woman, Roseanne.
Oh, you'll start to love it, I promise, Kathy. Just think about it. Swap meets, bowling leagues, bingo, double coupon days, casino night at the slaughterhouse. It's your destiny.
Maybe you should check the house, Jer.
Checking. Still there.
Great. Doing a hell of a job. So, Jer, you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a personal question. You don't have to answer it if you don't
want. She's just not happy here in Lanford, Dan. Unfortunately, that's the side of her that you and Rosie get to see.
Got it.
But behind closed doors, she shows a whole other side.
Got it.
Did you know that there have actually been mornings when I've woken up dehydrated?
Yep, that's what Rosie figured. Have a beer, Jer. What do you think?
Three blocks away, maybe four.
Not our jurisdiction.
Nope, that's not him. That's not him either. Too tall.